Another unknown to you guys, Padraig O'Cady is an Irish entrepreneur who took what was a small airline based in the west of Ireland. Ireland, as you probably know, is a small island on the periphery of Europe. The airline he took over operated on the periphery of Ireland, on islands, bringing people from islands off the country back onto the mainland. This guy took the concept and has developed the airline. He bought the airline in 1994, when the turnover of the business was 100,000 euro. Okay? Not very big for a business. 100,000 euro. The business now turns over more than 10 million and takes 625,000 passengers a year. So he's taken a tiny little airline and made it into a European regional airline of the year. Okay? Smaller scale than Richard Branson, but nonetheless a fantastic achievement. The words that are underlined there are again resonant of the words we were talking about earlier. Opportunity. He saw a new market space. He developed a new business model. He took what was an unprofitable, small turnover airline and made it into a very profitable operation. Another chap, again, predominance of Irish here for the moment, but we will come back to some international and global entrepreneurs. This individual was chosen as Entrepreneur of the Year for his drive, perseverance, and tenacity. Again, strong themes that come out when we talk about entrepreneurs, when we examine the lives and the activities of entrepreneurs. Drive, perseverance, determination are common themes. This guy, his business interests, again another serial, habitual entrepreneur. He set up back in the 80s and bought a radio license. He bought a local radio license in Dublin. He subsequently bought and owns about 25 radio stations across Eastern Europe. He then became the first competitor to the national landline telephone company in Ireland. He got the first, became the first competitor and built that business. He then became the first business to get a mobile telephone license in Ireland. And he bought that or ran that business for 10 years and sold the business then to British Telecom, a UK-based telephony company, for 2.9 billion euro. Big business. You'll also find with a lot of these entrepreneurs, they do make a lot of money. A lot of money. He's out of that business at the moment in the Irish context, the European context, but he has actually set up mobile telephony companies in the Caribbean. He was also the chairman of the 2003 Special Olympics Committee, where the Special Olympics, for the first time ever, was run in Ireland, having been run in the United States since its inception. So he became the chairman of that. So I like that there. His never-say-die attitude and his refusal to take no for an answer. He would just keep going back. Can you imagine how difficult it is to actually go into competition in a country where you have a monopoly that has been there since the foundation of the state? This is the type of drive and perseverance we're talking about. Another one, you might know this woman, Oprah Winfrey. Yeah? You've seen that face before. In a recent online survey, she was voted the most admired entrepreneur in the world, over people like Bill Gates and Richard Branson. She is perceived as being a pioneer on many, many fronts. At the age of 17, she went into broadcasting. At 19, she was the youngest ever and the first black female to anchor a news broadcast program in the United States. She subsequently set up her talk show. How many of you have seen the Oprah Winfrey Show? I'd say pretty much most of you. Within a year of taking an ailing talk show, she had turned it around, branded it the Oprah Winfrey, and for 18 straight years became the number one talk show across the United States.